Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, and welcome back. Did you check your stories for the blunders that can destroy a great story? I know it takes work to become a great storyteller. My mastermind coach told us you have to practice and refine your story constantly. You want to deliver your message the most effective way possible. So I'm here on my regular Thursday podcast to give you 5 more tips on how to avoid making mistakes that keep you from connecting with your listener. Let's start this session with one that lots of people commit. Facts, but no real story. A real story has a beginning, middle, and an end, but it also has some tension or conflict, and it has a motivational element. If you're delivering facts and not a story, you'll lose the interest of the listener. Some people think they're telling a story, but they're just delivering facts. That's the case in many case studies. Let me give you an example. Arden Technologies was founded in 1946 by 2 U.S. Navy veterans. They began their business by supplying refurbished parts to auto repair shops. As time went on, they expanded into manufacturing new parts for automobiles, Jeeps, and motorcycles. They sell through manufacturers' reps in North and South America, as well as Europe and some parts of Asia. Arden has implemented just-in-time manufacturing and inventory control systems to eliminate waste, obsolescence, and to reduce their assets. But they needed just-in-time printing to meet the launch dates for their new products. So their admin director, Caroline Lee, met with the digital printing company rep, who assured her that they had successfully implemented digital print-on-demand in other companies, and he gave her multiple references. Arden has been delighted with the results of their purchase of a new high-speed digital printer and finishing equipment. They met their deadlines and experienced a 17% increase in revenue and a 5% increase in customer satisfaction, as well as a better-than-expected ROI. Doesn't that sound familiar? It's a good start with facts, but that's not a story. It has no emotion. There was no conflict or tension. It's as flat as a pancake. How can this be fixed? You need to tell the implications of missing their launch deadline. How much money would they stand to lose? Would the competition get an edge? Could they lose their dealerships? Would the customers turn to other manufacturers? I would include some of the internal conflicts as well. Did the finance manager agree with the purchase? The design or print shop managers have conflict or worries over running parallel systems while they made the change? Could the new system really be installed in time? And what's the motivation for the change? Yes, there was the looming deadline, but what else was motivating them? Had the competition recently installed just-in-time processes? Was there a big opportunity if they could meet the deadline? The story doesn't have to be long, but it needs the conflict and motivation to keep the listener interested. Remember I said last week, you can lose them mentally to that grocery list or dinner with their significant other. So add that suspense and the conflict. Now let's move to number 2. Number 2 this week is no authenticity. As we said in our blog posts and our training, customers can spot a canned speech or an old tale that's told over and over from a mile away. The radio personality Ira Glass said, "Great stories happen to those who can tell them." So tell your story with your true emotions. You'll re-experience the emotions as you tell the story, and you'll make that all-important connection with the listener. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be crying buckets, but you need to feel what you felt at the time or communicate what the hero in your story felt with emotion or passion. Emotions that are authentic make a strong impression on the listener. They'll remember you weeks, months or even years later. Maya Angelou said, "They may not remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel." I am speaking from experience because I'm speaking at an event in April, and the organizer remembered how I made her feel in a speech I gave over a year ago. I told my story of being a cancer survivor 4 times, and she remembered. When you're authentic, you'll be able to respond to any questions about the story and the facts in it. It'll be your story, a story about a friend or a customer you worked with. If it's a personal story, don't tell every detail in the first visit. Maintain a little suspense or mystery. They'll want to know more about you. But be brave and be the real you. If you're a little bit quirky, embrace it. Show that you're exceptional and interesting. Next up is section 3, no conflict and no suspense. Do you remember your last mystery book or movie? What was it that kept you from leaving the theater or putting that book down? Have you ever read 30 minutes or an hour longer than you intended and then you got to sleep late? I did. What kept you interested? It was the suspense and not knowing what will happen next. If you have no conflict or suspense, there's no mystery. The question's been answered, so why stick around mentally until the end? You want the listener to wonder, what is it that the character uses to make it through? Is it a strategy? Quick thinking. Perhaps a physical move. Or is it a product or some kind of help? How does he or she overcome the conflict or obstacle? The tense of conflict must come first to set the stage for the suspense. Then the listener will want to know what happens next. Once you fully establish the conflict or obstacle to build suspense, then you can introduce the solution. Get them on the edge of their seats. Will they lose that customer? Will they lose the business to a competitor? Or perhaps even have to close the doors? Will there be a lawsuit? What happened to their business and their reputation? How's the owner going to deal with this mentally? Conflict and good suspense arouses the listener's emotions, and it gets them on the edge of their chair. When there's conflict or suspense, the listener or viewer, they begin to root for the hero. Think of how everyone cheered for Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, and how all the kids cheered for Woody in Toy Story. It's the same emotions we exhibit when we cheer for our favorite sports teams. The listener will put themselves in the hero's position and experience the same emotions. This makes a powerful experience, and often the listener will want to share a similar experience. It creates an emotional bond between the listener and the storyteller. Tension, suspense, and conflict always make a good story.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
Let's go to number 4 now. No context of time and place. The master of screenwriting craft, Robert McKee, says that every story must have 4 elements in creating a setting in the mind of the listener or viewer. They can't be transported into your world unless you provide some context. You want them to have a clear mental picture of the situation and be transported into the story. There are 4 dimensions to the context. Period, or at what point in time did something take place? Duration, or how long was it going on? The 3rd element in context is location, and the 4th is the level of conflict. Let's take a quick look at the elements of your setting. The 1st is period. How long ago did this take place? Is this an event from your childhood? Or was this something that your business or customer experienced yesterday? This starts to set the mental framework for the story. The next dimension is duration. Is this an ongoing event, or is this about a specific point in time? For example, was your customer experiencing these issues for a long time, or was this a singular life-changing event? The 3rd element of the setting is location. Does this story take place in a small town in the Midwest? In an old warehouse? or at the top of a skyscraper. Do you remember from the last podcast I mentioned, one of our stories starts in an old trolley barn in Baltimore. When I talk about the location, I mention it's been empty for 20 years. Now the two men were cleaning it up and bringing in used equipment. Depending upon my time, I can add details to make it even sharper of a picture. The fourth and final element in setting is the level of conflict. What's going on in the head of your main character? And what's going on around your character? Are there inner conflicts? Or is it about social or personal conflicts? This description doesn't have to be long. It can be a sentence or two. But every element and context helps you create a world that your listener can step into. When you invite them into that world, it allows them to feel the emotions that you feel when you tell your story. So set a clear context for your story. Well, we're at the last one, number 5. No tie back to the hook. In the opening, you engaged your customer's interest with the hook. You started your story with something like a dramatic scene, a surprise, something out of the ordinary, perhaps a conflict or a message about a coming change that can have dramatic implications. Now you need to close the loop and circle back to the opening to provide the climax and the resolution. This step is critical as it allows you to transition to your solution. Here's where you make the link or the bridge between your story and what you have to offer. What was the purpose of telling your story? In the tie back, you ensure that the listener received the key point or message of the story and made the link to your product or solution. Well, that's the 5 for today. So let's review. Number 1 for today was facts, no story. Number 2, we talked about no authenticity. Number 3, no mystery or suspense. Number 4, no context. And finally, number 5, no tie back to your hook. You have your notes on all of them? If not, play the podcast again. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, the secret to sales success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog post. Well, that wraps up my blunders in storytelling for today. Join me next week when I'll discuss personal presence and how it can build the trust required for customers to make that all-important decision to buy your product, your service, or your idea. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or a topic suggestion to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Bye-bye till next week.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.